this episode, my mom, Cynthia, shares a miracle she received from our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you'll be inspired by mom's testimony.
Hi, this is Cynthia. In the previous episode, I shared about finding rest in the Lord and experiencing His overwhelming peace and assurance, which is priceless. It feels so good to be in His flow. As the week passed, I continued to have friends visiting and each bringing their encouraging words and cheerful company to lift my spirits up. My husband said that the white plastic membrane on the whites of both my eyes have visibly gone. The scars on the corner of my eyes are healing well. I can still feel the stitches when I apply the cream-like gel. But I am getting stronger physically. Other than hospital runs, I've not been out of the house much. I take my walks in my backyard garden to keep my energy levels up. I would try to look at every detail of every tree, leaves and flowers. Through my foggy yellowish tinted sight, I would touch the foliage and thank God for His work of art in every created thing. God speaks to us through His creation. His love letters are all around us. Have you taken the time to do just that? Try it. You will feel God's awesomeness, yet infinite love for you as you commune with His creation. I had 3 rounds of radiation done already, and 7 more to go. The following week, I started the 4th round of radiation, followed by sessions scheduled on consecutive days for that week. I came home after the 4th radiation session, feeling good and energetic. I was curious to see whether my sight has improved gradually. I put on my old glasses and much to my surprise, I could read most of the letters on the eye chart stuck on my bathroom mirror. I could see all of the letters with my right eye. As for my left eye, I could see all of the letters except the last line. This is tremendous improvement when previously the glasses didn't help. I told my husband about the positive news and we both rejoiced. He then wanted to test my color clarity on the laptop. If you recall in previous episodes, I talked about how being visually impaired meant I was also colorblind. Since the radiation treatment, I could now see the screen, although still glary, but not as bad as when I became severely visually impaired. I was surprised that I could at least read some of the numbers on the color test, but still struggled with differentiating red and green colors. When one is visually impaired, pastel colors and anything with bright orange background and white font are a real struggle to see. I noticed that the glare was slowly reducing and yellowish tint is fading. I can attempt to read books and view my phone. Oh, how I continued to thank my Lord for giving me a sign that my sight is improving. From the time it's anybody's guess whether I will be able to see colors again and recover from this visual impairment to now, my hope in the Lord for restoring my sight. The 5th and 6th radiation treatment continued to go smoothly. The orbital radiation specialist reviewed me after the 6th session. I reported the good progress made, and he was pleasantly surprised to hear that I've made gradual improvements so quickly, given the severity of the thyroid eye condition. Usually, it would take some weeks for any noticeable improvements. We drove home feeling increasingly positive. I told my husband that I could see the blue skies a bit better. Previously, it was all foggy and very bright. I continue to spend my days listening to audiobooks and dictating daily on my online journal. It's a great feeling to be able to pick up books and attempt to read the words. Although not great, but I could at least start to make out the words. One afternoon, I just felt like playing on the piano. I felt like I was jamming with the Holy Spirit on the piano, playing in the G chord, Jesus, lover of my soul. And I then felt led to sing the old hymns like Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, and Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Music has lifted my spirits up throughout this crisis. I've been visually impaired in a bad way for 42 days. After 8 rounds of orbital radiation sessions, something miraculous happened. I will never forget this day, 9th of March 2019. It was around 8:30 p.m. when I was just resting in bed. I asked Siri to play a YouTube video of a singer who has a good collection of hymns. I've only heard her voice and not able to see how she looked like clearly. The video played, and I unconsciously stared at the video and thought to myself, oh, so this is how she looks like. Oh my gosh, I can see how she actually looks like. I was so surprised that the glare I used to see on screens like my mobile and computer screens distorting my vision has now receded dramatically, and the yellowish tint is almost gone. I checked out other mobile apps like my online journal and my mail, and much to my surprise, I could see the font well enough. I then thought about the Ishihara color test. I quickly found an online test, and lo and behold, I could actually see every color palette and read the numbers using my right and left eye. My left eye has been so severely impaired and experienced early visual distortion during the diagnosis. And to finally be able to see colors again is nothing short of a miracle. I ran out of the bedroom, crying to my hubby who was with the kids. I told him, "Something has happened, dearest." He first thought maybe it was bad news and he would have to drive me to the hospital. Through my tears, I told him the good news. The whole family came together. We were all rejoicing and praising God that I could see colors again. My kids were so delighted. They started pulling out magazines and books with all kinds of colors and different font sizes to get me to read and say the colors. We all got into a circle and jumped up and down with joy as a family. Our dog too. We celebrated with ice cream. My hubby messaged the good news to all our family and friends. People rang rejoicing with us. Oh, my Lord Jesus, the perfect way maker and miracle worker has done it. His healing hands are restoring my optic nerves. I woke up at 4 a.m. the next day with a big smile on my face, my heart rejoicing over the Lord's goodness, grace, and mercy on my life. Jesus has helped me beat the medical odds and surprised the medical specialists. My lips pour forth praises to my God. I couldn't pray but praise all morning. I saw myself holding hands in a circle with my Trinity God, and we were all spinning around with joy over this recovery. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. Psalms 9, verse 1. The next day, my husband and I celebrated colors by playing a colorful board game called Marrakesh, a colorful but vicious carpet laying game, which will surely make the kids cry if you play with them. Yes, we can play board games again, a hobby we share and love. It's so nice to have recreation time again. Everyone who has been touched by my journey, praying and thinking of me, have all been so deeply encouraged, by the news. What a wonderful Sunday morning, giving thanks and praise to my God Most High, who is worthy of all praise. One of our close friends who have been our prayer warriors before and during our crisis came over to surprise us with a celebratory homemade cake, durian sponge cake. Durian is the king of the fruit with a spiky shell. It's a fruit you either love or be repulsed by the smell. I love durians since childhood, growing up in Malaysia. This amazing miracle reminded me of the Bible story of the woman who was bleeding for 12 years. In Mark 5, verse 26, it says, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. Out of desperation, she followed Jesus, whom she heard has healed many people. Jesus was passing through the crowds, and out of desperation, she touched the hem of his robe. Verse 29, immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Experiencing this miracle, I felt Jesus' response to the woman is the same response he gave me. Verse 34, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
I hope you've been inspired by Mum's incredible journey. Please subscribe and share this podcast to people you know who will be encouraged by her story.